It's time to talk Twitter now, and we welcome back the founding father of the Twitterati segment, Ben Harris-Roxas. G'day, Ben. Thanks very much for coming in.
G'day, Jules. Yeah.
Now, of course, your Twitter handle is at Ben_HR, and you've been underscoring the horse meat scandal this week. Is that right?
Yeah, well, as you'd know, people in the UK are continuing to be shocked that their ready-made meals actually contain meat in them.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. But it's a good news story all around.
That's right. And, you know, further shocks that some of that animal protein might actually be horse-related.
Indeed.
But, I came across this alarming report via Twitter this week, which suggests that the problem may have existed for longer than we perhaps realised.
Okay, well, let's have a listen.
Horse meat is rapidly becoming part of Britain's diet. 3 million people buy it every week, though less than half that number know it. To supply this sordid market, agents scour the country. They're present at every horse fair to buy meat on the hoof, viewing the animals with a butcher's eye to supply a market which pays half a crown a pound. They bid double normal prices. The buyers to whom they're dispatched have no feeling of humanity. The horses are frequently turned loose in boggy pastures without shelter, awaiting their last journey.
A recent news report from BBC there, Ben Harris-Roxas. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, that was initially my thought, but then I realised it's from 1948.
People complain about the quality of British food. It's been consistent for a long time. What was the background to that? Is it, you know, these horse meat scares come up on a regular basis, or is that just somebody linking to very, very obscure dots?
Based on what I was able to find out, it does seem to be something that's crops up from time to time around food rationing and that sort of thing.
I see.
So there was a lot of talk about it in the post-war years until they stopped rationing, and then we just forgot to ask.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, government advertising is always a big issue. And of course, in Australia, there's been some strong campaigns around the theme of asylum seekers. You've cast the net a little bit more broadly this week, Ben. What have you found?
Right. Well, while we're talking about the UK, the UK government's been considering an advertising campaign in Romania to say, because Romania's joined the EU.
Right. Okay. So the old Schengen treaty thing, people can come in and yep.
Yeah, so the migration ban's been lifted and so on. So they're going to start advertising, or at least this was the discussion, in Romania saying, don't come.
It's a curious brief, isn't it? We really want you to tell people how horrible Britain is and don't come here.
That's right. Sort of like the anti-tourist.
Yeah, exactly.
So the response actually in Romania has been interesting. A few websites and a few businesses have actually been running an ad campaign about why don't you come over here, targeting British audiences, emphasising the quality of the roads, the beauty of the people, and actually that Prince Charles himself owns a house in Transylvania.
There apparently. You go. Ooh, curious. We'll have to look further into that one. I mean, if they want to deter people from coming to the country, as far as I can recall, probably the best thing to do would be to have the campaign fronted by Lara Bingle. That seemed to do the trick in Australia's advertising history. All right, fascinating stuff. We're talking Twitter with Ben Harris-Roxas on Friday Drive. It's coming up to 7 o'clock. But before we get there, Ben, I know you are still a great admirer of Lance Armstrong. And, of course, you've been watching his Oprah interview on loop, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And while I was sifting through all these versions
of the gems, the pure gems.
That's right, yeah. His absolute candour, of course. I came across one that made me laugh. This is a remix of Armstrong's interview with Oprah.
I don't care if it hurts. I want to have control. I want a perfect buddy. I want a perfect soul. I want you to know this. When I am not around.
So that's Lance Armstrong speaking to Oprah with the help, I think, of Radiohead and the song Creep there.
That's right.
A little bit of sort of song title editorialization that listeners to Friday Drive would be very familiar with. That's good stuff. Who was responsible for that one?
And thanks to At The Real Hursty for that one.
Okay, all right. Now, one of the other themes that you often plough in our segment here is kind of alternative histories or quirks from history, which somehow seem to burst out into the Twitter sphere.
Yeah, resurface.
You found another another one. What have you got?
Well, someone tweeted a scan of a New York Times editorial, an op-ed sort of piece from 1924.
Okay.
When Hitler was released from jail in Bavaria. And you know, it rambles a little bit, but it hilariously ends saying that it's predicted that he will retire to a private life and return to Austria, the country of his birth. So,
well, I suppose in one sense, the last little bit of returning to Austria is somewhat correct, but yeah, overall, you'd have to say you wouldn't give the New York Times full marks for that.
For predictions.
Mind you, I suppose if you went back through many editorials, you'd probably get a similar accuracy, right? Look, unfortunately, it's coming up to news time, so we will have to sign things off for Twitter. Ben, how should we do it?
Well, you know, there was a big argument this week, thanks to an article that RN Drive's own producer, Ali Benton, posted about should we be using sign-offs in email at all?
Well, okay, all right. And so, I mean, I always follow the dictums of Ali Benton in all things. What's the rule? Are we supposed to say things like best wishes or warm wishes?
Well, I think there's a bit of a backlash because it's been, you know, best wishes, warm wishes, even variations like best. So there was a huge amount of argy-bargy, and a lot of people are just saying, no, just write your message, shoot it off, and no salutation or sign-off.
No sign-off at all. Okay, then, off you go. I'm not going to say goodbye then. Thank you very much, Ben Harris-Roxas. It is coming up to 7 o'clock on Friday Drive. Next hour, we'll talk about TV shows that changed the world and history. Question Time, the quiz is back. We're joined by Joe Hildebrandt, Jackie Maley and Chris Berg. And, of course, we will talk sport with Greg O'Mahony, who I believe has recently been named as the godfather of Shane Watson's first child. So a very concerning development for one young Australian there. It is Friday Drive on RN. Coming up to news time, we'll speak to you after 7.